USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the presidential election is still up in the air with zero vote certifications from any state, some lawmakers in Washington are denouncing the president's constitutional rights. Senator Adam Schiff on MSNBC says Republicans are the bad guys.
If there weren't leaders within the Republican Party in Congress and elsewhere going along with him, and they rationalize it by saying, well, we'll just do it until the courts decide, or we'll just do it until the Georgia special election is over, or we'll just do it until he's out of office, or if he's going to run again, we'll just do it for the next 4 years. And this is how a democracy is smothered.
Most Americans would agree, no matter who wins, let's be sure to get it right. Tropical Storm Eta is about to make landfall near Cedar Key, Florida, and is still producing dangerous storm surge, heavy rains, and gusty winds for a portion of the Florida Gulf Coast and northern Florida Peninsula. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Ohio Representative Jim Jordan told Newsmax TV on Wednesday that one of his staffers received more absentee ballots in the mail than she should have, exposing the likelihood of election fraud.
We have a young lady who works for us, works for our personal office, also works for the committee, and she got her ballot mailed to her, and four other ballots arrived at her apartment of people who no longer live there, or maybe never lived there. We don't know. That is the danger when you just blanket out live ballots, you just throw them out there. That is the recipe for mischief, a recipe for problems.
Jordan received 70% of the vote a week ago and was elected to an eighth term in the House of Representatives from Ohio's 4th Congressional District. Here's some good news in these trying times. The divorce rate in America has fallen to its lowest level in 50 years, according to data from the Census Bureau. In 2019, for every 1,000 marriages, just 14.9 ended up in divorce. That's down from 15.1 the year before, 19 in 2010, and 23 out of 1,000 in 1980. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Major League Baseball picks the Cy Young Award winners for last year's best performers on the mound. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
Major League Baseball announced the winners of the 2020 Cy Young Awards Wednesday for the top pitchers of the year. Cleveland's Shane Bieber was unanimously named the AL winner. Bieber led the majors in ERA and strikeouts and shared the league lead for wins with the Cubs' Yu Darvish. In the National League, Trevor Bauer became the Cincinnati Reds' first ever Cy Young winner, capping a season where he led the NL in ERA and was vital in the Reds, clinching their first playoff spot since 2013. The most valuable player in both leagues will be announced on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Denton True Cy Young was born in 1867 and was a Major League Baseball pitcher. Born in Gilmore, Ohio, he started his career with the Cleveland Spiders back in 1890. Chipotle is changing the way some operations work. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There's a total of 2,680 Chipotle locations in the United States as of October 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.